I've waited all week long. with me. Cross the seas, believe. Come on back to the light. And come on back with me tonight. And we. You have to come down if you want to get high. Yeah, you have to come down if you want to get high. Yeah, yeah,
This is Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. listeners. Hope you've been enjoying this jazz. We've been listening to some Ray Bryant on vinyl. The album is Now Is the Time, and we've just been playing through one side of it. And so this hour is the regularly programmed Academics on Air segment, of which I am a host, but we are taking a break this week, not going into academic readings, and instead just listening to some music. And I've found some exciting vinyls on the shelves, so we're going to switch now from Ray Bryant over to the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, which were in the local section, and I did not know that they were from this area, so learn something new every day. And an exciting thing about the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones album that I just picked up is that there are actually two vinyls in the case. One of them is blue clear vinyl, and the other one is green clearish vinyl. So naturally, we are going with the green side today. Okay, hope you enjoy.
Face my fears, I'm supposed to face my fears, I'm supposed to face my fears, I'm supposed to face my fears. Going down, hell, I'm not going down alone. If I'm going
Okay, we are moving on to some different vinyl. We're moving from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, where you heard Finally and a few other songs, over to what's labeled as local reggae from the Mighty Charge. Hope you enjoy. Okay, you just heard some exciting new stuff from the Mighty Charge, and that song was called Acid Rain Dance, and I very much appreciated the environmental undertones to what it was talking about, how chemicals in our atmosphere and environmental degradation can lead to acid rain in our environment. So we're going to flip this vinyl over and play Revolution ? On the other side.
People have to die if you have a revolution. Make up your mind to die.
Okay, it is 2:51 on a Sunday afternoon, and everyone knows what time that is. That is time for the public service announcement of this hour. So, I just flipped open the PSA book, and I saw a great event, but unfortunately it happened yesterday. So, did any of you out there know that there was a Balkan music night yesterday in Concord, Massachusetts? I hope someone attended. Sounds very exciting. So today we are going to go with a classic. Let's see which one. Let's talk about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay. We just heard Revolution? Question mark from the Mighty Charge. And next up, we are going to play from another local vinyl that I know nothing about and I'm just exploring with you all as we play through it. We're going to listen to Miles Death Muffin and a song, a yet-to-be-disclosed song from Miles's album called 9 Volt Grape, and I think that is a great name for an album. Here we go. This is DJ Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are currently listening to the song Pride of Lions off the album 9 Volt Grape from Miles Death Muffin, which is not spelled the way I'd imagine Death Muffin to be spelled, but anyway. Pretty cool song that I just found in the studio, so I hope you're enjoying it as well. And even though I'm not doing the usual show that I do with my co-host Jenna called Academics on Air, where we bring in students or anyone really who wants to share some sort of excerpt from a reading, an academic book, anything like that, we are not doing it today, but I wanted to give a little bit of a public service announcement about it anyway, a bit of a publicity boost. And truly, if anyone out there listening is interested in sharing some fascinating little tidbit or excerpt that you want to read on air, please email academicsonair@gmail.com. Once again, that's academicsonair@gmail.com, and we will get set up after the spring break to have you as a guest on our show. So, that experimental hour of 2 to 3 p.m. with very unknown music is coming to an end, and next up I'm putting on Bookends from Simon and Garfunkel.